Dragon, Brawler, David, and Paraguay. Jason's. Mercy.
Thank you, God, for this day. We just pray that your will be done. And we pray for Brother David and Marcus. And just pray that you be with them, brothers and sisters in Paraguay. Pray for this meeting, Lord, this morning. And just pray that it goes well. And just be with them, be with brothers and sisters. Mexico and everywhere else. We have Robin, Jason, baby, in the health board, and spread your mercy, her family, give them wisdom. Just lead us, God, we need your help every day. Just be with us, Lord. Help us. Give us wisdom, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. It's like Psalm 130 in the Septuagint. In the King James, it's 131. Okay, this says an ode of ascent by King David. So it says that this is something that King David wrote. He says, O Lord, says, my heart is not exalted, neither are my eyes raised up, neither am I carried along in great things, nor in things that are too marvelous for me. If I were not humble-minded, but exalted my soul, like a child weaned from his mother, so you would reward my soul. Let Israel hope in the Lord from this present time and unto the ages. And so here, King David, he's saying to God, he's saying, my heart is not exalted. He's basically saying, I think that he's just saying, I'm not being prideful. And he's telling this to God. He says, my eyes, they're not raised up. He says, I'm not carried along in great things, nor in things that are too marvelous for me. He says, if I were not humble-minded, but if I exalted my soul, he said, I'd be like a child that was weaned or maybe taken away from his mother. He said, that would be my reward. I think he means that he'd be separated from God. If he were not humble, King David believes that he would be separated from God. And that's just an interesting thing, I think, especially that there's a king that is saying this, and a king that just understands that even though he's a king, that pride could take him down, that he needs to remain humble. And I think that's just, of course, something that we all need to strive for. And I just wrote down a few things that we know the verse pretty well, that God is opposed to pride. And I was just thinking about that when a person, when we operate our lives, when we're operating out of pride, that means when we're living our life through a lot of pride, we can't help other people because we're focused on ourselves. So if we exalt ourselves, we can't give to other people. And I think maybe that's why God, one of the reasons maybe that God's opposed to pride, is that it can't help. It can't bring life to other people. If we choose to operate out of pride, then all we're doing is being focused on ourselves and exalting ourselves. When a person is humble, at least our focus is not on ourselves, and at least we're in a position to where we can help, because we're not occupied with ourselves. In life, as you boys grow up, don't try to exalt yourself. Be humble. Be honest with who you are. And if you see something in yourself that you don't like, just work on it. And try to be a help to others. But don't live through pride. Don't try to be prideful. Don't try to exalt yourselves. Especially don't try to exalt yourselves above other people. Don't look down your noses at other people. Just try to be a help. Be a giver. And not a taker. And that's all I got. And for next week, find somebody who was humble in what they did. And that can be in the Bible, or it can be just the life example. And that's for the big boys, too.
I got... In Matthew 5:44, Jesus said, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." James 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it shall be given to him.
I thought about in Leviticus 32, when the Israelites built a calf and they're worshiping it, but God was angry at them and he was going to destroy them, but Moses prayed and asked God to have mercy on them.
Luke 22, verse 31, Jesus said, "Simeon, Simeon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers."
Our assignment was the same thing, to get something about prayer or prayer being answered. I got when Hannah prayed a lot and for the Lord to give her a son, and she prayed and he gave her one, and so she gave her first son to the Lord to serve in the temple.
I got James 5:16. "Therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. For the effective prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much."
James 5:16, confess your trespasses one to another that you may be healed. The effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
I got Matthew 21:21. And Jesus answered and said to them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will happen. And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
I thought about in the last part of Job's friends had accused him and just told him that he had sinned, but he hadn't. And so the Lord told Job that his friends had sinned, and he said that he would only forgive them if Job would pray for them. And so Job prayed for them, and God forgave him.
I got James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much.
I just thought about we ask God for things, or we pray for things, and we always expect a certain result, but God will always answer us, but it'll be a lot of times in completely opposite of what we think it should be.
I thought about Hannah when she went to the temple and prayed for her first son, that her first son would be, and she'd give her first son back to the Lord. And the Lord gave Hannah a son, and Hannah gave it back to her, the temple.
James 5, a couple verses here. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins one to another, and pray for one another, so that you may be healed, and the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
I kind of had what Maury had about when Job's friends came to visit him and they accused him of sin, and that's why all the bad things were happening to him. And he said he wasn't, and then he prayed. God told him, I'll only forgive him if you pray for him, and he did.
I had 1 Timothy 2:7-8. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.